AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. It was a busy day for roster moves across Major League Baseball, including an American League frontrunner losing another starter to injury. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
The Braves, Orioles, and Cardinals made roster moves on Tuesday as they attempt to fill holes and improve their postseason position. Cade Povich is back in Baltimore's rotation after the team placed Zach Eflin on the injured list with a sore shoulder. Eflin has won all four of his starts and compiled a 2.13 ERA since joining the O's from the Rays. Atlanta has signed infielder Gio Urshela to replace Austin Riley on the roster. Riley is on the IL with a broken hand. The Redbirds reinstated Matt Carpenter from the IL and released fellow infielder Brandon Crawford.
On the field, a speedy start for the Baltimore Bats helped the Orioles fend off the Mets. Correspondent Mike Mancuso reports in New York.
The Orioles struck quickly and went on to beat the Mets 9-5. Anthony Santander blasted a two-run homer in the first inning, his 37th. James McCann added a two-run blast in the fourth as Baltimore built a 7-1 lead.
It's always important, honestly. When the offense can come out and put up runs immediately, it lets your starter kind of settle in and feel a little bit more comfortable.
Starter Dean Kramer went six innings, allowing one run on two hits for his sixth win.
I was competitive with my sinker and splitter today, and that kind of got me through.
Mets starter Jose Quintana surrendered seven runs to take the loss. J.D. Martinez did hit an eighth-inning three-run shot for the Mets, who are still chasing a National League wildcard spot.
Elsewhere in interleague action, the Dodgers rallied with three in the eighth to top the Mariners 6-3. The Pirates blanked the Rangers 4-0. The Blue Jays pounded the Reds 10-3. The Padres edged the Twins 7-5. The Cubs beat the Tigers 3-1, and the Giants handled the White Sox 4-1. More on the latest in sports is coming up next. Back to the diamond and the American League, the Guardians scored six times in the 12th inning on the way to a 9-5 win over the Yankees. Lane Thomas hit a tie-breaking RBI double in the 12th before David Fry tripled with the bases loaded. Cleveland starter Matthew Boyd was happy to see his team rally late.
Boys made big pitches today. We hit, you know, when we needed to, and that was awesome. And like I said, it was all around a good win.
The Angels pitched their way past the Royals to snap their winning streak. Correspondent Greg Eklund reports.
Los Angeles Angels starter Tyler Anderson lived up to his billing as an all-star with six-plus innings in their 9-5 victory over the Kansas City Royals. Anderson put a halt to the Royals' five-game winning streak.
I feel like they're just, in general right now, they're really balanced as a team. They're having really good at-bats. They don't really strike out a whole bunch, it doesn't seem like. It seemed like you got, you know, get guys with two strikes, and they were doing a good job of battling and just putting balls in play, and sometimes they found holes and sometimes they were at guys.
The game was tied 2-2 until Angels shortstop Zach Neto homered off losing pitcher Cole Reagans to lead off the sixth inning. The Angels tacked on two more in the inning to knock Reagans out of the game.
Jaron Duran went 4-for-4 and hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the eighth to lead the Red Sox past the Astros 6-5.
To be able to get one on them is really good. I mean, they've been beating us up pretty often, and it's nice for us to be able to fight back and show them that we can compete with them.
The Rays were 1-0 winners over the A's. In the National League, the Braves got the better of their NL East rivals. Here's correspondent Jim Hart.
Marcelo Zuna launched his 37th homer, and Ronaldo Lopez struck out 10 in 5 innings to lead the Braves over the NL East leading Phillies 3-1. With the score tied 1-1 in the sixth, Ozuna connected off Phil's ace Zach Wheeler for what proved to be the game-winning hit. Braves center fielder Michael Harris.
He's been one of the biggest pieces to this team this year. His confidence is, I guess, out of this world. And he knows when he goes up there, he has a chance to change the game significantly. And he went up there tonight and gave us an extra lead.
The Braves cut the Phillies' lead in the NL East to six games as they won their first game played without the injured Austin Riley.
The Brewers tight-roped out a 3-2 win over the Cardinals, with Milwaukee pitcher Devin Williams working out of a bases-loaded jam in the home ninth to strike out the last two batters. Milwaukee manager Pat Murphy.
That's just poise right there. Tremendous poise. Facing Goldschmidt, Hall of Famer, and, I thought he was sensational.
The Diamondbacks prevailed over the Marlins 3-1, and the Rockies topped the Nationals by the same score. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.